Halacha Daf Gimel. The Rambam and Beis Abchir Perek Dal. Halacha Ches says the opening of the ulam was 40 amos and wide 20 amos and didn't have any gates. Five rows of mila were on top of the entrance on top. The lowest one sticks out of the doorway, one arm on each side, and each one of the five goes a little bit wider on the one on top, bottom of it. Amos of amos. Mela del Yain, there was 30 amos, and there was a row of stones between each one. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin Halachat Hezvav says, so too if there was on the pole of the Mavoi designs that everyone looks at it, even though it's above 20 amos, it's kosher. Because the Kurzal is heker. And if it was above 20, it's not nikar. And if there's any pictures, then they look at it, and in the Mela there is a heker. Says the Shulchan Aruch Chansim Shin Samach Yemel Siv Chavav. This is the Mavoi's Mutu Lecha Kurz Davka when it's not less than 10 Tvachim, wide Tvachim. And it should be wider more than 10 amos with some tzomos. And it should be 4 amos, spacious amos or more. But if it's missing one of these, it doesn't have to come only to a sepesach. And it was in the height, there was airspace more than 20 amos, but sometimes it doesn't become mutter with a kairi. But it could be mutter with a lech, which stands. And if he wants to mash with a kairi, he has to make pictures on it. Because these people staring at it, if it was above 20 amos, and he built a binyan underneath the kairi to make it less than 10 tefachim, 20 amos, it's enough for a binyan wide tefach, like the width. Width of the kohen, but if it's not tall 10, and he scratches out to make it 10 tefachim, then he has to scratch a dal amos in the mavoi to make karach. But the mavoi does become mutter lecha kohen until it's open to two chatzers, and each chatzer two houses, even if the chatzers are open to one another. Some arguments, and each one should not have an opening less than dal tefachim, and the dwellers should eat each one in the house where the bread is kohen. And even if the house one belonged to the father, one belonged to the son, even if the son gets present from his. Gets from his father's table and eats in his own house, it's considered like two people. And even if one side is a goy and one side is a Jew, it helps. Also, you need that the length should be more than the width. And if it's missing one of these, it doesn't become mutter with a pas arba or two pasen and two mashoyin. It needs a tzuras pesach. Only those are mattered. The Rambam says some say the noigin in the mizakin all the mavoyes with a tzuras pesach because all our mavoyes have a din of chetzeres. The minigah pasuk in the aramdin is the mizakin which are rope that's on top. The width of the mavin, this hevel is not a kairib because it doesn't have a width of a tefach. It doesn't help on the tzuras pesach because it helps even with a reed, as we saw earlier in the Simush and Samavais. Therefore, to be careful not to stand underneath the hevel, two kana going 10 exactly under this rope. Then it helps even with a foolish mitar tzuras pesach or a filler with a chotzer. Chomok when there's tzuras pesach, it helps. The Rambam Shabbos Perik Yitzayin Alachat HaZayin says, the mavin is taller from the ground till the ground till the from the ground till the land the bottom of the kohen are 20 amos, and the thickness of the kohen is above the 20, it's kosher. If it's taller more than 20 and he wants to make it less with the kohen that puts it underneath it, it has to have a width of a tefach. If it's gavoy more than 10 tefachim, he scratches out, he digs out mashal of 4 amos and 4 amos, and he makes it deeper to be mashal to 10 tefachim. The Rambam Shavu Sukkah Perik Dal Dalach Yud Gimel says Sukkah that has aver taller than 20 amos and made it less with the pillows and blankets and not a meat. Even it's mavatlet, it was mavatlet with straw and mavatlet, that's a meat. Navada with dirt, it was mavatlet. But stam dirt is not a meat. If it's taller than 20 amos and there's thistles going down underneath 20, if it's salasal ruch masan, it's considered like a thick roof and it is kosher. Says the Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chavav, we already did it, so we'll skip it. The Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Rishlam Gimel Sifal says a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos is possible. It's so big, but it's small. Where the mechitzas reach the schach, it doesn't reach. But 20 is kosher, even if all the schach is above 20, since there isn't an airspace, only 20. Dav Gimel Amud Beis Klein Perik Zayin Alach Yadala says a vineyard that is empty from the middle and it stayed complete from all sides. If there's an empty space in the middle, 16 amos, then it's marked from the roots of the final 4 amos to each side. And he plants in the middle of the empty space. And if there isn't 16 amos, shouldn't bring another plant there. And if he brought, since he was machik amos to every side from the front of the camp, then it doesn't become klein mukdashes tukadesh. Your day is similar to the sifna base, a camp that's empty from the middle and stayed complete from all sides. If there's a grass in the middle, 16 amos, he's marking the roots of the final 4 amos to each side, and he plants in the middle of the crack so there isn't 16 amos, and he shouldn't bring another seed there. And if he brought, since he was marking the amos to each side, and so he found the camp, it doesn't become klein. Klein, Perik Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis, says the Rambam, in any place that's empty without vines, whether it's the end of the kerem or between the fence, that's called Mochala Kerem. If there's 12 amos, you mark the final 4 amos, and he plants the rest. Yerdei Sima Resh Tzadik Vav Sif Mem Gimel. So to a place that's left empty, without vines, whether it's the end of the vineyard or between the fence, and that's called Mochla Kerem. If there's 12 amos, he's marking the final 4 amos and plants the rest. If it's less than 12 amos, he shouldn't bring another plant. And if he brought, since he's marked out amos, it's considered not climb. When do we say this by Kerem God, but cotton doesn't have a Mochla. It's marked out amos from the end of the final and he plants till the fence. So to a big vineyard, the big vine that was between all shura with shura that he count 8 amos or more, doesn't have a Mochla. The Rambam, Klein, Perig, Zion, Halacha, Gimel, says if it's 3 rows, even though there's between them less than 4, it's considered a Kerem of seed. The middle ones as if they don't exist. So if there are 3 rows, and between each shura or shura is 8 amos or more, then you can plant between the shuras. And the Ravid says, the feed, the Mishnah is nearly that you should say here, if there's between each shura 16 amos or more, you can plant between the shuras. Because I saw a separation between 2 shuras to 3. Because 2 don't have a look of a Kerem, just like 3, and the 8 amos goes out from a Klal Kerem. But 3 has the times of Kerem, there's not Yetzim Tez Kerem, unless it has 16 amos. Here there's Simon Eshtadik Vav Sif Lam Gimel, there's 3 shuras, even though there's between them less than that, it's considered a Kerem. See the middle ones as if they don't exist. Paskins like derive it. Klein, Perik, Chesel, Achit, Beis, all the Achokas of Shurim that it said by Klein is by Amma of 6 Tvachim, happy, when wider, and Shurim Mitzantz, it means a Klein. So not Mitzantz, only to be Machna. Says the Rambam Shabbos Perik Yud Zayin Alach Lamed Vav, the finger that we're mashiach in every place is the width of the thumb. Tefach is 4, etzbo is 4 fingers, and every amah that we say in every place where the Shabbos Sukkah climb is an amah of 6 tefachim. Sons of mashiach are amah 6 tefachim that are tight. Sons of mashiach are amah 6 tefachim that are wider to one another. Happy lahachver. So, for instance, the length of a mav is 4 amah shechkes, which is wider. The height is 20 amahs. Sad ones tighter. The reich of the parents is 10 amos at Sivis Sad, and it's when the Yisukin climb. Shechmar Rachayim Sim Shimon Tessifalov. Every person that has 4 amos of Shitzram, you can be entitled in them. We measure his amos, and if his amos is small, give him 4 amos, bainus of every person, because everyone has 6 tvachim. The Shechmar Rachayim Sim Shin Tzadik Vav Sifalov says, Shvu Yishtak, the person has to rest underneath him. From here we see that every person has the amos in every place, even when out of the chum, and we measure for every person his amos. And if he was a shorty, Zayvon would give him 4 amos of Bainan of every person, because everyone, which each one has 6 tvach. The most of these dal amos we measure mervachas wide, and that's in the middle ones. Some say the Ramos says that you're allowed to go 4 amos to each direction, but the Mintatli only has 4 amos with the Achsoina, which is the slant, just like we explained in Simon Shemem Test. The last halach here, there's Simon Shemem Test, Sif Samachas. All the Chokas Shurim that said Beklaim is Ba'ama of 6 Tvachim, Sheikhis, which are happy ones, which are wider. It's the end of the Lachas of Daf Gimel.